حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
وأعوذ بالله أن يحضرون، إنه هو السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاحدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. درود بيت محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
With this hope and prayers in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in these majalis of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam, he should reveal whatever is good for myself and for the listener for the hidayah with the recitation of salawat from Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So recite another loud salawat with this hope that inshallah this day, which is the day of Friday, and it is a day which is the specifically remind us for the presence of the Imam of our time, inshallah we should able to fulfill our responsibility towards him and see the reappearance of this Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Baqiyatullah as soon as possible with this recitation of salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the destruction of the zalimeen, for the destruction of the people who are standing against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabilullah, for their destruction, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, we have started this discussion regarding this important topic, as we have mentioned again and again, that the organization or the collective life is actually the spirit of Islam, the spirit of all the divine religions that are there. On one hand, it is very important topic, the primary topic of the religions, but on the other hand, we are seeing that most of the time the people who themselves call themselves or claim as a religious people, they are heedless about this specific topic. So by keeping in mind this understanding, looking at some of the ayat of the Quran, looking at some of the riwayat that are mentioned by Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, and looking at the understanding of the leaders of our leaders and ulama and sulaha those people who have a comprehensive understanding of Islam, we are trying to create that comprehensive concept and trying to learn that what is the importance of this topic, number one. Once we understand that, we will try to understand that, okay, what type of community, group of people, organization, the ideal organization or the Hizbullah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, what are the attributes of that Hizbullah? What are the attributes of that group of people that come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the final thing is that when this group of people come together with this cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around the Wali of Allah, what are the effects and results that we can see from this group of people, despite the fact that as far as the quantity is concerned, they are less, but we will see the impact of their effort will be unbelievable, that nobody can believe that this small group of people, this shajara tayyaba that is there, tu'ti ukulaha kulla hinin, that the fruits that are coming from this tree that is there, that is built on the right roots with the right form and right purpose and goal in their mind, what are the results of that and the fruits of that. Still now what we had did is that we tried to define the organization, definition of this organization, and what are the attributes of this type of organization. I mentioned to you last time that it is my understanding from some of the Quranic ayat and the riwayat and some of the speeches of Ayatollah Khamenei that I have read and trying to present in the form of summary towards you. But just to, I'm not saying that to support my arguments, but to see that what Ayatollah Khamenei in his own words, to see that how when he tried to explain the concept of the walaya among the mu'mineen, what type of group of people he said, okay, this is the true walaya that we are talking about. One of the books that I personally think that it is the masterpiece if you want to understand Islam, if you want to have a comprehensive and right mindset regarding Islam and the divine religion, this book of Ayatollah Khamenei, which is now alhamdulillah translated in English and it is also available in Urdu too, Islamic Belief, that is the speeches of Ayatollah Khamenei, which is converted into the book form and then now it is translated into different languages. It is one of the masterpieces, and I'm again saying that it is not the type of a book which you normally read about the Aqaid theology. You read it, they give you the proofs for the existence of God, give you the proof for the Nubuwwah and the Prophethood, they give you the proof for the hereafter and the resurrection and the Ma'ad. This is not the case. It is more about, it is not theoretical discussion, it's more about the practical impact of these belief system in your life. Okay, if you are a muwahid, if you are a person who believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is your lifestyle? Okay, how will you live if you are like this? Okay, don't think that, okay, in my theory I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but practically speaking there are no symptoms of that one belief in oneness of God in your life. If this is not the case, it means that we are not the true muwahid. There is some problem in our belief system. Okay, now just to express in his words that how he explained the walaya among the mu'mineen, he said like this. This what I'm reading is from this book of Islamic Belief System, page number 48. I'm just reading. Quote start. So what is the original meaning of walaya that we find in the Quran? He's trying to define that what is walaya is. Okay, the original sense in which the Quran uses this word walaya means, now he's trying to explain. Okay, again keep in mind that how we define till now, and then try to see, and inshallah we want to correct if there is some mistake in our understanding till now. He say like this: for a group of people to be bound to one another, okay, so a group of people who are bound together, to be part of same movement, to be on the same side because they share a common idea, are pursuing a common goal and following a single path. Okay, so all these things I mentioned here, that a group of people who are synchronized with each other with a common goal in their mind and working towards the same goal on the same path. They are striving for a single purpose. The goal is only one in their mind, on the basis of a single idea and a single worldview. as far as the worldview is concerned, all of them are on the same page. It is not the case that different people have different mindset and they are just coming together for a cause or something. No, they have same mindset, same worldview. The more closely bound together the members of this movement are, the further they must keep themselves from other movements. So the other thing is that the Tabarri, which I think that we didn't point out in our definition, and I think it's also important too, that to disconnect them ourselves, this organization should be completely disconnected from all the other mindset or the thoughts that are there in the society and other poles in society. Why? So that their movement survives. The survival of the movement is this, that you are not mixing yourself with the other mindsets that are there in the society. This is what the Quran calls wilaya. This is the definition of the wilaya according to the understanding of Ayatollah Khamenei. And I mentioned to you that this was the theory that he presented before the Islamic Revolution. And now, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, he has the opportunity that he is actualizing what he has presented in the form of theory in the society. And we are seeing the fruits of that too. And we are seeing that how it is changing the societies and the world actually. So just this part that I have read is just to support or just to correct our definition of the organization, which is in the Islamic terminology or the Quranic terminology, it is the walaya, the group of people who are connected to this cause of walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is a horizontal walaya between them and they are connected to the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this cause that is there, this topic that we are discussing of the walaya or the organization, the importance of it, the definition of it, we understand, and this is a thing that we have to keep in mind and we have to strive to become like this, and we should not be satisfied by keeping in mind and thinking that okay, because I am fulfilling my individual responsibilities, it means that I am the perfect Muslim or perfect Mu'min or perfect follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidi Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So on one hand, we understand the importance of the topic. When you look at the plots of the enemy, the enemies of Islam, the main tool that they have is this thing, that they want to present, they want to keep the form of Islam. They want to tell us that, okay, see that Islam is there. If you want to act on Islam, you are free, you can do it. But on the other hand, they are trying to misguide us as far as the primary essence of Islam is concerned. Okay? They are trying to misguide us about that. On one hand, I'm saying that the form is there, which deceives us that, okay, alhamdulillah, everything is fine, we are free. That Allama Iqbal has, sometimes when I speak in English, this is a difficulty for me. I'm searching for an Allama Iqbal in English too, that we can present this, like for example, my whole speech in one couplet. Allama Iqbal can express all the speech that we are trying to have a one-hour speech. In one share, he can able to express that in very comprehensive form. So we can, like for example, when we look at the plot of the enemy, there's a poem in Allama Iqbal books, and the way he mentioned about there's a consultation or a assembly of shayateen. They come together and discuss about this stuff, that okay, how they should misguide the people who are trying to follow Islam. And they say that the most important issue that we are facing is Islam, nothing else. We are not worried about anything else. The only thing that we are worried about is Islam. Okay, and at the end, I'm not reading the whole poetry of it, otherwise it will be very difficult for me to translate in English. At the end, he say like this, Must rakho zikr o fikr subh gai mein usse pukhta tar kar do mizaj khan ka hi mein se. He said that what I'm trying to, the final conclusion that they take, okay, he said that I'm not saying that don't tell people that don't follow Islam. Say, okay, Bismillah, tell them. If they want tasbih, then create the tasbih from China and we will build them. We will send the musallat for them. We will build a mosque if they want to. We will support them. we will support the, like for example, taxes, the taxes that we collect from the people, we will support for these non-profit organization or the charity organization. If they are Muslim, that's fine. We are ready to support them. So it means that that Islam is not problematic to them. Okay, what type of Islam, which Allama Iqbal has mentioned that Shayateen has trying to present to the people, he said that they are trying to present that, okay, just fix yourself to a specific, like for mosque is not a good word, like khanka, he used the word the khanka, where you are just thinking about yourself. I don't know in English what is the best word, but like Abbey or something like that, like where is a group of people, a group of monks, they sit together individually, secluded from all the society, they are just thinking about themselves, they do not know what's going on around them. Okay, so he said that try to create that type of environment. Like I see that, like for example, when you see that what is going on after COVID-19, where everybody is like far away from each other, they put a mask with each in front of each on our faces, and we are not ready to, like the society that we are creating, it seems that what Allama Iqbal has mentioned, this society where everybody is thinking about themselves, he is limited to his own personal space and is not connected with anybody else. This type of society that we are talking about. Okay, and I'm again saying that on the other hand, enemy is trying to create that type of society. So the push from the enemy, the plots of the enemy are there. The importance of the topic is we understand that. Now we have to create that culture in ourselves, in our new gen, in our next generation too. That this type of culture where they are ready to work in the teamwork. It is not individual success that we are talking about. It is the collective perfection or success that we are talking about. And I'm again saying that it's not easy, that this culture we have to build slowly in the society so that society reaches that point where they can say that, okay, now we are in that stage that I am not talking about my own, only my own perfection or my own success, but I'm thinking about the collective success that is there. The example is that last time in the last year, Ashra, I gave you regarding East and West, I mentioned this point, but just to start about when we talk about the tarbiyah of the generations and ourselves, and I will try to point some important points here. Before that, I just want to go back and give that example again, just to remind you, those people who are not there, just to remind them. See that, just giving you examples, that when you look at some of the sports that are popular in the East, they are the sports which are not the team sports, they are the individual sports. Like for example, you think about wrestling, you think about when you look at about karate, for example, you look all the sports, like for example, when you look at the Olympic medals right now and try to find out that where the Eastern, most of the Eastern countries have win the gold medals, they are the individual team, individual events that were there, okay, like karate, wrestlings and weightlifting, for example, they are the one which they were successful. But when it comes to the team efforts and the gold medals that are win in the team efforts, mostly these are the Western countries that are successful there. Why? Because again, I'm saying that we are looking for the individuals who are extraordinary people. They are, you can see that, okay, they are the people who can win the games for us. Okay, despite the fact that some of the sports which are popular in the Eastern countries, like for example, suppose cricket, they are popular. They are the team games. But we will see that there are individuals who are more popular than the team itself, okay? Not the team, it's not the teamwork, it is the individuals who are winning the games for you, not the team, okay? Now, just giving you example, those people who are from Pakistan and India, they know, like for example, cricket, how the games play there, okay? So, for example, when you list as the top people who scored the runs, you have so many, like for example, Indian and Pakistani players are there. But for example, suppose if I ask you that, is there any player from New Zealand there? You will not see, for example, most of the, like for example, top run scorer from the New Zealand. But as far as the team is concerned, maybe this team can become the champion of the World Cup. Why? Because the team efforts is there. Everybody is supporting each other to reach that goal of the success. There are no individual heroes, but as far as the team is concerned, they are the perfect team. Okay. Not only if the team effort is there, not only they are supporting each other and increasing the potential of the people who are there, individuals that are there, but on the other hand, if there is a good individual in the bad team, actually they will decrease the output of the individual too. Okay, this is the reality. Now, again, going to the example of soccer. Okay, suppose that if I ask who is the best player in the soccer right now, like everybody know, like for them, they name the name of, for example, Ronaldo. Okay, they say, okay, Ronaldo is the best, most expensive player in the world right now, the best player. When Ronaldo is individual or maybe is in a specific team, maybe this team is successful. But when you bring Ronaldo to, like for example, team of Portugal, okay, Portugal is, like for example, in the European soccer event that happened a few weeks ago, I think so. In the first round, they were expelled from the games. Why? Because the team effort is not there. He was an individual hero. But the problem is that when there is no support from the other players, you are taking the output of this player too down, despite the fact that you will not see the results from that thing. Okay, so this team culture is very important for us to learn, first of all, and then try to nurture this culture in our generations and the tribe. This is one of the most important attribute that we have to learn and we have to nurture in our children. This is very important. There are few benefits for that. Just before giving some of the examples, then what are the important things and how, as far as the mindset is concerned, that why we are saying that most of the time we work on the individual perfection and this is a mistake that we are doing. Instead of that, we have to work on the team success and team perfection. I just read one part of the speech of the Supreme Leader. Along 10-12 years ago, I think so. I think 10-12 years ago, 2012, I think so. So 8 years ago, he presented a theme where he talked about new Islamic civilization. And in this new Islamic civilization, he said that one of the most important software part of this new Islamic civilization is the lifestyle, how you live. Okay, and according to him, this lifestyle is one of the most important thing that we have to think about and we have to work on it. Okay, and he mentioned that as when I talk about the lifestyle, what do I mean by that? Beside a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In the quotation, he says the important part of civilization is what makes up the essence of life, namely the lifestyle. This is important part of civilization, the issue of family, wedding customs, housing, clothing. He mentioned all these things, like for example, the way we live in this life, okay? Different things that we do. He said that these are the lifestyle and we have to correct this lifestyle. One of the problem, brothers and those who are listening to me, one of the problem that we have right now, the way we are living here, we are not acquainted ourselves with the Islamic lifestyle properly. And this is the problem we have. This is the basic issue that we have. Despite the fact that we are fulfilling some of the rituals that are there, but the way of life is not the Islamic way of life. The way we should sleep, the way the houses should be there, the way, for example, our living style, when we should wake up, when we should sleep. Like for example, when you go to Pakistan, it is apparently seems to be Islamic society, but when they have to sleep, they are waking up. And when you have to wake up, then at that time they are sleeping, okay? In Islam, there is a riwayah from Imam Ali alayhi salatu was salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He said that al-julusu fil masjid ba'da tulu'i al-fajr ila tulu'i al-shams asra'u fi talabi al-rizq. Like for example, if Imam said the julus means sitting at the place of the masjid, it is, does not mean that only the mosque, but the place that you are doing the sajda, the place that you pray the salah. Okay, sitting there from Benatulwain and between the whole time of the Salatul Subh time that is there, Imam says that if you sit there and if you're doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbih and all these things, asrao fi talab al-rizq, it is faster to get the risk and the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min dharbi ila al-ard. While you for example somebody go out, work hard, going out just to get the sustenance, Imam say, I'm giving you a shortcut. This is a shortcut that, okay, if you keep awake in that time, you will see the results for that. Okay, how many of us like do that? for example, we say, okay, try to do this, that zikr, or that zikr, or that zikr, and then inshallah, when you do tasbih of this zikr, and the results will be there. Imam is saying that, okay, I'm giving you a simple way of life. This is the way of life, what I'm talking about. Lifestyle means that the way we live, we wake up, we eat, all these things are way of life. When Ayatollah Khamenei start giving the examples of lifestyle, the first thing that he mentioned, the first point that he focused on is the teamwork. The statement I'm just reading here, he starts with the examples, okay? He said that, why is the culture of teamwork not strong enough in our society? He's talking about the Iranian society, because he's saying that, okay, despite the fact that we have a so-called Islamic revolution, but still we are not living Islamic life, okay? The points that he mentioned, the lifestyle, he point about the why the culture of teamwork is not strong enough in our society. This is a problem. Western have claimed the virtue of teamwork for themselves. Again, he point out about the Western society. He said that they are working on the teamwork. But a long time earlier, Islam has recommended its followers to, and he give the ayah, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, help each other for the righteous and piety. And this ayah that we have recited, this is the title of our majalis to wa'atathimu bihablillah. He said that to hold fast the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all together and not to be disunited. According to the later ayah, like wa'atathimu bihablillah, even when holding fast by the covenant of Allah, Muslims should stay together and be not disunited. And wala tafarraqu. Okay. Again, he's pointing out this issue, this problem that is there in a society which is, again, I'm saying that apparently is Islamic society. But Ayatollah Khamenei is saying that we are not Islamic society because we are not living an Islamic lifestyle. And this is the important thing. If you are saying that you are a Muslim, you have to live an Islamic lifestyle. And in this lifestyle, one of the most important things is the teamwork, where I am not looking at my success only. I am looking at the collective success. And this is very important, where it is not me. This me is completely dissolved in us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful example is this thing that, you know that there is a discussion among the philosophers, among the scholars that, okay, who has the primary thing? The individual is primary in the eyes of, in reality, or the society is primary. Okay, there is a discussion about it. The example, a beautiful example is that both of them has their own role, but it is like, you know that when there is a glass of cup of water or the cup of tea is there in front of you, and you put sugar in it, okay? So the sugar is the individual thing, but sugar wants to dissolve in this tea so that when the person starts drinking tea, he has the taste of that sweetness that is there, okay? So it is dissolved, but it is there. The impact is there. It is giving its maximum effort in that team. I am not putting the ball in the goal, but I am passing the ball to the person who has the ability to put the ball in the goal. It is not the case that later on people say, okay, only this person has put all the four goals, it means he is the winner. No, this team is the winner. It is not individuals who are the winner, but this is the team that is the winner. So normally in the collective work, the way for the tarbiyah of our generation too, we have to train them. That it is not the case that every time if I have to achieve something, I have to reach that point and get it. No, so for example, suppose if a tree is there, and there are grapes on that tree, on the branches, and I have to reach there. Only one person can reach there, but there are maybe 7 or 8 person who are just sitting beneath that person, who are just lying down, so that this person can stay on their shoulder to reach that grapes. But when he take out the grapes, all of them eat that grapes. Okay. But if they say, no, I will go and I will take the grapes. You will say, okay, no, I will go and I will take the grapes. No one can reach the grapes and no one can get those grapes. Okay. So we have to come together, sit together, connected to each other so that we can reach that goal of perfection. And inshallah, this teamwork that is mentioned in the Quran and Ayat, and this is so important for us to understand and work on it. I'm again saying, it is not just by saying it, we have to work on it. We have to come together, we have to sit together and strive for it so that we can create that culture of teamwork in ourselves, and then in that way we can able to act on the true teaching of Islam. And if we able to act upon the true teachings of Islam, then we will see the results of that teachings of Islam. Otherwise, we will see that, okay, no, I am trying to act upon some of the rituals of Islamic teachings, but still I have so many problems. But yeah, when we try to create that small group of people with that quality, with this mindset, then inshallah we'll see the results. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of Friday, which belongs to the Imam of our time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq so that through his walaya, we should able to connect our hearts with each other to support this great personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and baqiyatullah fil ard inshallah ta'ala. Recite Lord Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
al-Qur'an. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibn Rasulillah. السلام على الحسين
وعلى وعلى الحسين.
One more time in the representation of
على
As I mentioned to you that Karbala is the perfect example and the manifestation of Islamic teachings. And this teamwork, you will see that in the perfect form you can see there. Near the Zuhr time on the day of Ashur, one of the Sahabi, one of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Thumama, came to Imam and said that, "Oh Imam, it's the time of the Zuhr. And I want to pray the last prayer behind you, and then I want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Imam prayed for him, and then Imam said, "Okay, Bismillah, that we want to pray the Salatul Zuhr." Imam asked for a break in this battle, but the army of the enemy was not ready for that. In that case, just think about it, that if everybody say, "Okay, no, I want to pray behind Imam alayhi salatu wasalam," nobody was able to pray there. There were great people like Sayyid ibn Abdullah Hanafi. There were great people like Amr who say, "Okay, O Mawla, you pray. We are there as your shield. I will not allow any arrow to come towards you. I will not allow any sword to come towards you. You pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just allow me to become your shield." Imam say, "I allow you, Sayyid, to stay in front of me." Two or three companions of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was standing in front of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. "My salam to these great personalities. My salam to the prayer that they have done in front of the wali of their time." The swords were coming, the arrows were coming. But these people were steadfast and they were the shield of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. While Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was saying, "Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi." While Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was saying, "Bihawlillahi wa quwwati yaqumu wa aqud." These great people were standing in front of the Imam and trying to hold the arrows as much as they can. As soon as Imam said, "Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." These people fall down on the plain of Karbala. When Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam came to Sayyid ibn Abdullah Hanafi, he just asked Imam only one thing: "Aba faith ya Mawla. O Mawla, was I loyal to you? I was able to fulfill my responsibilities or no?" Imam said, "Oh Sayyid, you have fulfilled your responsibility. Go towards paradise. Anta amami fil jannah." "Oh Sayyid, you are going ahead and I am coming in behind you. Be successful." Oh Imam, they are Sayyid.
We are your Saeed. We want to become your Saeed. O Imam, on this day of Friday, we are asking you, give us a tawfiq. Then we, when we will die, inshallah, we will ask you, Awafayta ya Mawlai. O Mawla, did I fulfill my responsibility? And inshallah, we will see this answer from you. Definitely, you have fulfilled all your responsibilities. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sayya'lamu alladhina zalamu ayyaman qalbiyan qalbun ma'tal husayn.